Obi and Anthony, Jim Norton, who's going to be on Red Eye with Odorous from Gwar.
Yep.
Speaking of which, here comes Odorous. Urungus entering the studio.
You can barely enter. Hey, how you doing?
And everyone at SiriusXM very mad that Odorous is here because he fucked up the green room. With his costume that smells.
It's not a costume. This is light formal wear for a scum dog of the universe. Now, this would be for me, right?
Yeah.
My rectum is wrecked. I've been out for 3.5 months, and there has been no shortage of things up my butthole. So
really?
Let me just kind of get this thing on here. Oh, hey! Well, thanks, guys. And first of all, let me say, I can't believe you had me back.
I know.
Nobody does that. Nobody ever invites me back.
We're amazed, too, to tell you the truth. And I forgot, what is that called, dear?
This is the cuttlefish of Cthulhu, of course.
Right.
Yeah, this is what we were. Last time I was on the show, you'll remember one of your interns desperately working this shaft, desperately cranking my ham crank here, trying to summon a load up out of it, and I've been jacking off all morning trying to get it ready to go, and I think I'm about ready to go with Old Faithful right here.
Is it ready to?
Yeah, in fact, we have one of your interns is going to serve as a human cum dumpster. He's going to do his impersonation of one of Tiger Woods' fucking girlfriends,
that's,
I think,
our producer,
or something like that.
I think it's Graham, who's a big Gwar fan, right?
Yeah.
Come on in, Graham.
What's wrong with that dude? Graham, get in here.
Yeah, I remember we tried this last time. It didn't work too well.
We
don't want to ruin the studio. There you go. Neil.
Why is he putting a towel on his head, Anthony?
He's kneeling
on
his head.
Was actually at the show last night.
Against his face.
Okay, now touch it.
But there's a hole in the towel.
Oh, yeah. Squeeze it.
He's squeezing this big...
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
He just...
Oh,
there's whipped cream in the penis.
Oh, yeah.
All over Graham's face.
Let's see, Graham.
Let's see.
Graham.
Wow, how does that feel?
Liver?
That's a steamy load.
And you like this, Graham? Graham, you're into this or what?
We left already.
Why is Graham into getting...
Tiger, fucking... your father's dying. Oh, yeah, let me pop this load. Hold on a sec. Oh, what'd you say? Oh, fuck that.
Now you got whipped cream all over you.
All right, I ruined your studio, but, that's okay. We got through the cum shot part.
That's okay. And then what's all that other riffraff hanging down
for? I don't know, dude. I've been on tour now for 3.5 months. We just wrapped up everything last night at Irving Plaza here in New York.
Oh, you're done?
I'm all done for now. It's been a brutal, brutal, brutal tour. Last night, it was definitely, going to the show was like going down to a plane of hell. The first song, the barricade broke. So all these people were in this bloody fucking mess. The fucking security guards were trying to put their feet against the barricade to get it back up. Then people kept flying over them and hitting them in the legs. It was a fucking disaster. Hilarious. Actually,
sounds
funnier
like
to look at the audience than look at the band, which is hard to believe.
It sounds like it. You're on Red Eye tonight.
Yeah, that's another really weird thing that happened. I was here in town scoring crack or something, and he called me up, and he's like, when's the next time you're in New York? We'd love you to do the show. I'm like, I'm in New York right now. And so I just went over there. And, met Bill O'Reilly. And the next thing I knew, they're calling me their freaking intergalactic correspondent. They didn't even ask me.
Yeah, they put that on the screen when you
got that's
the intergalactic correspondent.
Yeah. You have to think that maybe the Mayans were right when Odorous is appearing on Fox News. Can the end of the world be far away? Let's hope so.
I submit yes, no, it's sure.
But Jim, I understand you're on the show tonight?
We are on tonight, yes.
Oh, we're going to tear it up. Last time I was on, Adam Carolla was there. He was kind of a douche to me.
Was he really?
Yeah,
he said he liked Slipknot better. I mean, those guys are a bunch of costumed clowns. I mean, I'm really from outer space here. Come on, it's not like David Bowie or something over here. But anyway, I think I got him around more to my side by the end of this show, so I don't get it at all. They have me on.
What are you guys talking about tonight? You don't know what you're talking about tonight, Odorous?
Three or four, I think we get the.
I suppose
you're gonna do a little Tiger Woods stuff. I'm sure.
Tiger will be in there.
But you got a Tiger Woods. I have a lot of shit about that.
Are you a golf fan?
Oh yeah, a lot of people don't know that Odorous. Well, I'm not really very good at golf. I just pick up the ball and throw it. What I like about golf is that they encourage drinking.
Yes.
And scantily clad bikini chicks driving drink carts. And, you know, basically, I think it's the only professional sport where, you know, basically you're encouraged to drink on every hole.
Yeah, that or bowling is another drinking sport.
Oh, definitely big drinking sport. That's now, Tiger, good. Now he doesn't suck down heaters like John Daly does.
No.
But everybody knows Tiger is a partier. Anyone who watches golf, they have to bleep him constantly.
Really?
He's got a salty, foul mouth. He has been a player since day one, and everybody knows it. So it's like really the only thing that's surprising about this to me is that he's so stupid. You know, like he would leave those pathetic text messages. Oh, do you think maybe you could take my name off of your caller ID? It's like, this dumb bitch has got Tiger Woods' name on her caller ID. Do you think she's going to take it off for anything? You know how many free drinks that's going to get her? You know how many diseased fucking bang sticks are going to be jammed in her fucking flapping cooter? Thousands. She'll never give up on Tiger, and Tiger won't give up on her because he loves her like he loves all those other sluts that he bangs constantly.
She wanted Tiger wanted her to take her name off the machine. So that way, if the wife called, she wouldn't hear her outgoing message going, hi, this
yeah,
is
yeah, but see, now you're getting me all muddled up with facts and reality. And it's much better if I just make it up. Yeah, you know, it's just like, now I'm beginning to think, though, it's all part of some Uber Tiger conspiracy. Like, he knows full well what he's doing, and he's getting ready to make some kind of incredible power move. Maybe this is how he gets into acting.
You know, you're right. I did just correct a man wearing a giant whipped cream penis with fucking monster feet and a monster face.
Odorous.
And I corrected him on the facts.
We could have done, Odorous, we could have done this without the costume, I'm thinking, because it's radio. They don't know you're wearing a costume.
But, you know,
you're dressed up for us. I appreciate
this.
That.
I just love it. You know, yeah. I love to do a show, play until 2 in the morning, stumble back to the hotel, don't even get a shower because I'm so filthy and disgusting, then wake up at 7 in the morning, put all this shit on and come over here.
And I wanted to mention that because your costumes stink.
And I know, and that's usually why people don't.
I don't really care
about
smells for the most part, but this costume fucking reeks.
Well, you smelled
and,
it.
And you know they're really pissed off at the reception area. We should get Kenny in here or somebody that heard. They want all your stuff out of the green room. Tell him he has to change back into his regular clothes in the bathroom. They don't want anything to do with Odorous and Guar in this at this facility.
But that's
Where's
too
Kenny?
Bad because we've been up here. We've changed in that room many times. We've done many shows here, and I'm sorry,
Kenny.
I
what
ruined
happened?
Their green room.
What happened, Kenny? Kenny heard.
Kenny, I mean...
I heard the last part of it, and I asked Kenny, what the hell's going on?
Well, you mean, you're going to have to fumigate this studio when he's done.
Oh, it smells!
Is it that bad?
It's horrendous.
Yeah, well, you know what? My name is Odorous.
It is. See, you're just
living up to your name, right?
Well, let's make the most of this one, guys, because I doubt I'll be back on the show.
I think it has to do with the whipped cream, perhaps.
Well, that was a request. Someone told me that you guys were demanding
fine.
A cum shot.
Dude, the whole
sour,
thing's fine.
And then,
what was the problem they have with the green room, though?
None whatsoever. I came in there. I did my deal. I rolled.
No, Kenny,
roll.
No.
Odorous. He's a smelly son of a bitch from outer space.
Yes.
We're going to tell you what they said about you after you left.
Oh. Oh.
That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay. What happened?
No, they called the maintenance workers and facilities and the cleanup crew, and they're down there cleaning up because he spread out all his gear because I guess it was out of order from his show last night.
Yeah.
And he just stunk up the whole place, and that's where they put, like, real celebrities that, like,
real Odorous, celebrities. Odorous isn't a real celebrity?
I've come here to be insulted then, have
really?
I? That's great.
No.
I stink
you know,
up the room, and I'm not a celebrity. Yeah, that's wonderful. Oh, and this is a costume as well.
Well, that was me. I'm sorry.
That's okay, guys. What can I say? I've made a career out of destroying and stinking up places.
How do you dry clean? Do you dry clean that or launder
it?
Yeah,
just send me the bill. Send Sleazy P. Martini the bill, you know.
Yeah.
God, it doesn't stink any worse than half the shows on this network.
I'm trying to think what else you guys would talk about on Red Eye. I mean, the Tiger's the big thing. What else is going on?
Yeah, I don't know what. They usually send me a point sheet, like... Yeah. They send me about like 20 things they want to talk about, and then they have me like get back to them like 5 or 6 times throughout the day as they go through everything I potentially could screw up.
Yes.
And then when I get on the show, they only ask me like 2 or 3 things out of the whole list. So basically I have to spend the whole day doing homework for questions that I don't even get asked. But this does kind of control it a little bit. I don't get such potty mouth. And the thing I have trouble with is the delay. That screws with me big time.
You, down, like, you downstairs, you mean? For downstairs?
Well, when I do a lot of facilities. Like when I'm on tour, I'll like be in Vegas and I'll do it from the Vegas facility or whatever. And then the 5 second delay, like when people are sitting there on the going, you know, and you know the guy's heard the question, but he hasn't said anything yet. I deliver a joke. And nobody laughs. And I'm I'm not funny anymore. But then 5 seconds later,
really?
I didn't do anything. And they're laughing. It's just very confusing.
Maybe they are laughing at you.
They all are laughing.
Maybe the joke wasn't funny, and then they are just laughing
at
you.
Yeah, it's more like the nervous. Just, okay, is he going to leave? No, but like once again, they keep asking me back. And
do they throw you downstairs in the newsroom there, down there?
I met Bill O'Reilly, and I saw him running away from me, actually screaming as he locked himself into his dressing room. But the reason I stink so bad right now, why are you looking at men on your Facebook page? He's way gay looking.
Good point, Danny. Why?
Danny, comment.
Why?
But the thing is, I was in here before, and I was. I'm sorry. I just asked him a question and cut him off. Hey,
do you want the answer to the question?
I was acceptably stinky before.
Just watch.
Did I smell this bad before, guys?
No, it reeks.
Not last time.
Yeah, it's the whole tour. I mean, we just rocked the house, and like I played like 80 shows in the last 3.5 months.
That's a tour's worth of sweat in that.
Yeah, sweat.
You wash it
all.
It's hard to wash, right?
Excuse me?
It's hard to wash. How do you wash it?
Yeah, I just walked through a car wash, one of those automated ones.
Not responsible for shoulder swords.
Yeah, well, it made it through the whole thing, and, you know, that's a good thing. It's like we can only build so many armored suits, so it held up pretty damn well. It was a great tour, and now we're getting ready to go savage the Europeans for a few months. So,
Over there.
Yeah, well, we're going to be working on some stuff in the studio for a while. Actually, I've got some pretty exciting projects. Basically, what I'm trying to do is, since no one will really let me on television except for Red Eye, I'm going to start my own television station. That's right. GWAR is starting its own web-based television station, very similar to what Tom Green has been doing for the last few years.
Yes, indeed.
I want to have basically my own network, my own talk show. Basically, it will be like a muscular dystrophy telethon, except it'll be to pay off my giant crack debt. You know, help Odorous pay off Sleazy P. Martini. I'll have singing, dancing, ritual, animal butt sex, you know, camel dicks. We won't talk about Tiger unless we want to, of course. And I'm going to be doing that for a while. But, yeah, after that, we're going to go to Europe. They actually invited us. And we're going to be there for a couple months. So doing those big festivals over there. Those people take their metal very, very, very seriously.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're familiar with the phenomena of the European patch jacket, you know, the denim vest with every single fucking dusty-ass metal band that ever was, except Saxon, you know, what's another good one? I don't know. Motorhead. That's even way better. But, you know, it's just like every obscure, weird metal band, like, for instance, Manowar. Yeah. You're familiar with Manowar, right? Yeah. Over here, maybe 200-300 people. Over in Europe, 10,000, 12,000 people. They go to the stage riding Harleys. They go up on these ramps. They ride Harleys onto the stage. What? So it's a completely different world up there. And also, the same thing is happening in Canada. People in Canada support the music scene so much more. We go up to Canada, we play in Edmonton, not a big city by any standards, and, you know, there'll be 1,500, 1,600 people there. For some reason, these Euro fucks support music, and hey, that guy's good. He's got his patch jacket up already. That's fucking awesome.
You see that? You like Anvil?
Oh, well, you know, I saw that movie, and, you know, I appreciate what they're doing, because in a lot of ways, they reminded me of us, but, you know, just in their dogged determination, but damn, you know, it's just like they're not really all that good or all that funny. And it was more pathetic, I thought, than anything else, especially when that producer dude is like, I've got this chance to go to England and work with this producer. No, that producer is jacking you for £15,000. That's not dollars. That's pounds. So you can go over there and record an album in his basement. I thought that was the saddest part of the whole thing, but I'm very, very happy for them and the sets they have. I hope they fucking make $1 million or whatever it is they're in it for, because it's great. Anybody who works that hard for something, it's good to see them finally realize their success.
You are right. It's like, I hate to say it, but like they're doing very well now, but they're not that good.
No. They're not. They're not that good. They're kind of terrible.
Maybe that's the reason they didn't make it.
Do you understand? Fucking Motorhead's last album, Motorizer, is better than stuff they put out 20 years ago.
Yeah, Motorhead is one of those few metal bands that actually continues to be just as powerful and awesome as they ever were. And it's kind of scary because as we get further into the history of metal, you know, more and more of the heavyweight bands are going like the route of Metallica. Now, Metallica will always bring it live. They will always tear your fucking head off live. But come on, they haven't done a good album in so freaking long. And I know this is an obvious target. Everyone bangs on them, but it's the biggest one. It's like every time they make an album, it's like, this is the heavy one. We're getting back to the heavens. Like, that's what you said about the last one. And it's just like no acts are coming forward to replace these bands.
Did you not like that? I actually liked their last album a lot. You didn't like
really?
The last one?
No,
yeah.
I didn't. I didn't like it at all. I found it, for instance, the video, you know, I judge things on stupid reasons a lot, but, you know, it's just like, when I watch the video, it's like 7 minutes long, as all these zombies, this amazing computer animation, and not 1 second of the band is involved. And I'm like, you know what? The band did not have one thing to do with this production of this video. This were other artists coming in there. You know, we fucking take every penny that we've got and just somehow make the stuff and, you know, if Gwar had 1 ounce of the resource that, like, these bands bring and these companies dump into these things for these lame, half-fucking-baked concepts, it's like, we would make a movie, we would make the world fucking rock, but, oh, that was so lame. We would make the world rock. You can kick me off right now.
I want to ask Danny about Metallica. Is Odorous right about Metallica? Because Danny's a big Metallica fan.
Well, I just haven't dug their shit. You know?
Let me see what Danny has to say.
Well, I did feel that their last release, it's felt very forced.
Yeah.
And I think that with all the backlash they got from releasing Saint Anger, I think they went into this album thinking that they overdoing it, saying, you know, we have to get back to our metal roots, but I don't even think that they remember what those are anymore. So they were just trying to sew together really hard riffs one after another. And, none of those songs feel like they have any. I don't listen to any of those songs and go, oh man, that's an awesome song. It's hard as fuck. I don't think they're awesome songs.
Mm. I liked a lot of Cyanide a lot, and I liked This Was Just Your Life. I like that one too a lot.
They're not bad, but it just doesn't feel like you put on Ride the Lightning and you start listening to From the Bell Tolls. Like you feel you're like fucking A, you know, and that's the kind of shit you get into. I don't feel like that with the new stuff. I'm not saying it's not
bad.
Were
they at least in the studio at the same time for this album, or did they do their parts separately?
You know what? I don't even know.
Well, I think they actually work together. The old producer I worked with told me about this the band Yes. They were actually hating each other so much, they could not be on the same continent with each other while they were working on this record. Because the guy was like, I'm not going to be in the same continent because he could show up at the studio and try to change my track. So it was just like, you know, it's just like, there's just nobody stepping up to replace the Metallicas and the Slayers and the Motorheads.
What about Lamb of God?
Well, we just did half this tour with Lamb of God. And they're a great band, and they're also old buddies of ours from Richmond, Virginia. But, you know, do I think they're the next Led Zeppelin? Do I think they're the next Pantera? No. You know, I don't see, you know, as, you know, they're Lamb of God, and they're an awesome band. But where is the successor to bands like Metallica that have just dominated metal for so long? And then you throw up bands like, I mean, I'll say Lamb of God of all the new bands out there, that's probably the best one. But then you get these bands like Trivium. Okay, I don't know if you guys are Trivium fans or not, but there's just, I mean, those guys, their parents bought them a freaking tour bus, and you know, they just suck out loud, and it's just like, you know, I'm always looking for something more in music. And then the new Slayer album comes out, and it's just like, kind of like, okay, it sounds basically exactly like every other record you fucking made. And it's like, metal's got to grow. It's got to do new things. And it's harder and harder to do that all the time, because how many times can you polish a turd? You know, it's just like, it's always going to be a guitar going, gah, 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 gah.
So, yeah,
it's very, very difficult to come up with new and original stuff.
That's why, again, I know I'm very biased from Motorhead, but it's amazing to me that this fucking new album was as Runaround Man, the opening tune, is fucking so heavy, and it's just three guys. It's fucking three guys, and they always put out something good, man. It's possible to do, but it's just not easy.
Yeah, well, Lemmy has just been unrepentant about his lifestyle from day one. There's no hypocrisy about him. He, you know, we went over to his apartment in Hollywood, and after he showed us his gigantic collection of Nazi memorabilia, he fucking laid out a huge line of crystal meth and ate a steak. He did this huge line of fucking crack and then ate a fucking, 16-ounce porterhouse. I was just like, whoa. I mean, I don't know if they were really his teeth. Probably not. But yeah, he's been a meth head his entire life, and he's proud of it. You know, he's like, this works for me.
I believe that's what a Motorhead is.
Yeah.
But I mean, is he still living that though?
I don't know. I've heard he's not.
My bus driver just finished a Motorhead tour. Those guys, he said, basically they party all night, many nights. He would find Lemmy in the lounge where he was sitting the night before, passed out at the table, a bottle of Jack Daniels in one hand and a Marlboro in the other. And basically, he just wakes up, boom, he's at it again.
Yeah,
his rider, his dressing room, he likes to have a big bottle of Jack and sour cream and onion potato chips. Anything healthy isn't allowed within 40 feet of his dressing room.
I'm a firm believer in whatever makes you happy makes you healthy. A lot of these doctors or whatever, they tell us to put all this shit in our bodies or not to do this and that. Honestly, I've never noticed a fucking ounce of difference. Anything I've ever, you know, besides eating baby brains and drinking the tears of children, you know, my diet is pretty horrible, and I'm still pretty svelte.
Well, you got the situation happening. You
I just paint on my six pack, yeah, which is pretty good.
You paint on your situation.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I should sell this thing. Odorous is six pack abs, two seconds.
I hope that looks better from the stage.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
I hope the lights on the stage help those abs a little more than.
Yeah, an old girlfriend of mine actually thought I was kind of ripped down there, and she's like, "Where'd they go?" I'm like, "Shut up, put it in your mouth. You're not here to talk."
Right on.
Very good, Odorous.
Well, thanks for having me back, guys.
I want to see Red Eye this evening.
Yeah, yes.
Jimmy Norton.
I know Odorous from Red Eye. We've never met until today, but I see him on Red Eye, and he's funny. Very funny, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to me today. You know,
you're fine. You're fine. Odorous is fine. Your costume
sucks. Hell yeah.
Sucks.
Well, yeah, we're on Red Eye tonight. Stinks. I'm looking forward to a big show and all that crap.
Can we have to see some Odorous video before we go?
No.
I want to see some Guar video.
Guar.
I love to look at myself.
How long you guys been together?
Well, we de-thawed in Antarctica 25 years ago, and we've been pummeling the music community ever since then. And that's another great thing you can say about Guar is we never stop. You know, a lot of bands will take, like, for instance, the Misfits, who has just become like a debacle of what they once used to be. I mean, they've stopped doing it for 13 years, and then they put out another album. They say it's our 30th anniversary. It's like, come on. This is our 25th anniversary. We've been on this planet for a quarter of a century doing this shit. And, I'm so hot. But it's not. Get back to me. But anyway. You know, it's just like Guar has offered the most consistently relentless entertainment value since probably the Flintstones. And, they're not actually seeing that on the radio, are they?
No, but they're listening to it.
This is state policy. This is one of our political numbers. Bring back the bomb. You got so many of them, though. It's like, why have them if you're not going to blow them up every now and then?
You like Old Merciful Fate?
Oh, hell yeah. Huge King Diamond fan.
He's fantastic.
He's absolutely awesome.
How the fuck do you guys play your instruments?
I don't know how you play with all that shit on
all that shit
I'll tell you, anybody tackles Guar and is like, oh, they can't play. They're just a show band. Well, they're full of shit. My guys are some of the most talented musicians in metal. I mean, you try to play this kind of stuff with a goddamn dinosaur chewing on your scrotum. It's like, you know, it's not because we suck that we fucking look like monsters from outer space. It's because we want to do the most outrageous show possible. But the cornerstone of the band is the music. That's where it all starts. That's where it all finishes. If the band didn't rock, we wouldn't have been around for 25 years. If people are so stupid out there that they're still going, oh, Guar, it's just like a joke band. It's like, then they haven't listened to any of our records, you know?
Do you think Venom was more of a show band where they really weren't great musicians?
Yeah, you know, but I never even thought about the show thing with Venom. I just loved them so much, you know? And you know what I'm talking about, Jim? It's like, there used to be so many great bands like that, you know? And it's just like, what is happening? Especially with, like, the overly manicured facial hair, like stoppy starty new metal crap. I can't stand that shit.
Stoppy starty.
You know, it's just like so many changes in it. It's just like there's no riff, there's no groove, there's no soul to the music anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just like you gotta pick it up, boys. Odorous is throwing down the gauntlet here. We don't need this corporate crap rock. Daddy bought me a tour bus. We need, you know, we need the spirit of fucking metal to come back. We need the spirit of Lemmy's warts to infest children everywhere and start doing crystal meth.
Yeah, Lemmy's got like those sugar pops.
Dude, he's the fucking great. He opens the show. He opens the show. You having a good evening? And they're like, yeah, well, we'll soon put a stop to that. We're Motorhead. We're going to clean your clocks. And they just fucking open up. There's nothing better than that.
This is not a Barry Manilow concert.
Oh, I should be killed.
Oh, yes.
We would do anything to play with Motorhead. It's not, we've met Lemmy a few times. He actually came to see Gwar. He came backstage. I was just like stumbling out of my armor. He looks at me and he goes, I hope I never have to work that hard. I was like, thanks,
Lem. Yeah, he's the shit.
This drummer, fucking, how good is Mickey D, man? That drummer is fucking one of the best drummers ever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're just, they would probably be, it's a tough fight, but I would have to say Motorhead is my favorite all-time metal band. They've had the most consistently awesome sound, and that, the sound of Lemmy's bass is just so freaking amazing. It's got such a great, like, just like a growl to it. It's almost like a guitar, but it's still got that bottom end. A lot of bass players go for that fuzzy bass tone, and they really lose the bottom end because they think they're playing a guitar. They're not. And Lemmy is just, you know, there's few people out there that I will worship as living gods, and he's one of them.
He rules. He's got what's his best piece as far as a Nazi memorabilia?
Oh, easily his SS camel blankets.
What really?
Gigantic blankets that you put over camels to ride them. That have gigantic swastikas and SS runes on them. All, like, embroidered. Absolutely unbelievable.
Wow, yeah. Nice.
He's got some serious shit. Like a lot of English people, he's obsessed with history. And his collection is vast and truly stupendous. But he's not a Nazi. He just, you know, thinks they have cool clothes.
I've always said the snappiest-dressed army ever on the face of the earth in any time period. Yeah, I saw him wearing, I guess he had a death's head. What do you have? A fucking nice hat he was wearing in that one shot that Danny pulled up.
Yeah. He was wearing an SS officer's helmet there. And it looks like a hat. And it actually has the Schutzstaffel or the death's head.
Look at that.
Now, the death's head was basically the symbol of the SS.
Yeah.
It was first just used for the guys who ran the death camps, but later everyone liked it so much they all wanted one.
Yeah, you know, they get jealous with each other, those
like,
Nazis.
Where did they get the skull?
Look at them.
But, I mean, it is pretty wicked, you know.
Let me make a good boss Nazi. It looks like he could be a fucking Nazi.
This is like, it's just funny. It's like, this is the insignia of our army, a skull. You know, yes. It's like, there's no bullshit. You know the army's not there to build a school.
Good point.
Absolutely.
How's our war doing? Have you guys ragged on the war at all? What's going on with that? Do you talk about that much?
Well, we got our warmonger president in there now, who's committing more troops.
Yeah.
And I really don't care.
There's no way that the United States will ever prevail in Afghanistan militarily. If anyone knows anything about that country, they have tried to conquer that country now for centuries. And no one, from Genghis Khan to Alexander to freaking Gorbachev, you know, no one has succeeded and no one ever will. And it's just like, you know, maybe the fact that like 95% of the world's dope comes from there has something to do with it, but I just can't figure it out.
Don't you have any kind of futuristic space weaponry you can help us with?
Yeah, we do. We have access to all kinds of that shit. But we are purists in the fact that we just like to use medieval weapons. It's just much more personal.
Yeah.
You know, I can start dropping bombs and, you know, spraying AKs into the crowd. But
when you backhand someone with those gauntlets.
Much, much nicer. Yeah, the meaty thwack of my syphilitic penis smacking into a braced face. Knocking the braces out of a child's mouth with my penis.
Fantastic.
We recently played a benefit at Fire Island for gay people who have rotting assholes, and it was so great. I was pissing out this stream of cum, and the gay men were leaping up the cum like they looked like salmon. It was just like after the show, I pulled 3 retainers, 4 gold teeth, and 8 wads of chewing gum out of my dick slit.
Jesus.
Listen. Odorous is going to be on Red Eye tonight, believe it or not.
Yes, he is.
Jimmy on the Fox News Show with Jim Norton.
Good for Gutfeld.
I highly recommend you check it out.
What a fucking...
It's just great to see on the Fox News Channel set dressed as that.
It's so fucking funny to see that.
It's amazing.
The logo, the TV's behind you, and there's you discussing the event.
The politics or something. Yeah. It's like, the funniest thing is they make me, when I get there, the first thing they do is they run at me with a black wrap and just wrap me up from the waist down. They're like, just don't basically come anywhere near the building with that thing hanging out.
That could be a problem. With human resources.
I think Bill O'Reilly was jealous.
you didn't really meet Bill O'Reilly, did you?
No, I lied about that as well.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, Greg is a great guy. He's an old school Gwar fan. And like for one weird moment last
night,
we're
laughing. Hold on, we're laughing because there you are with the Fox News Channel logo. There's
something just inherently wrong about that.
Or an alien monster.
A lot of hot bitches on that show.
My body was taken for damn, he gets
oh, and Greg has the most beautiful wife as well. He's a great guy.
He even talks.
And yeah, he's the guy who put Gwar back on TV, and that's pretty amazing. And look how cute I am.
We're working great with the Fox colors. I like that.
Yeah. It works out pretty good. All right. Greg's a great guy. He's funny as hell. He used to run the Maxim in London, I think. I read his book about being over there. I'm actually writing a book right now. I'm scribbling it in crayon on old pieces of toilet paper, though, so it's kind of not getting there. But if you go to www.rvanews.com, you can read all the stuff about Gwar that you ever didn't want to know. And because I've got my book I'm getting ready to do, and I guess that was the part where I try to plug it. But it's absolutely fucking hilarious. It tells the whole... It's called Me, Gwar, and the Onrushing Grip of Death. And it tells the whole story of Gwar from the very sickening beginnings to whatever it is that we're doing right now, though the sickening part has remained consistent.
I forget the name of Gutfeld's first book. His second one's not out yet. It's hilarious.
That's what inspired me, actually, to finally put together all my grotesque stories was reading Greg's book. It's about him when he's in England.
Like, if that asshole can do it.
It's very funny.
You know, of course I can.
Last night I was doing the show, and I looked down in the barricade before it broke, and there was this one security guard that was stripped to the waist who looked just like Greg. And for one moment, I thought, why is Greg Gutfeld stripped to the waist in the slam pit at a Gwar show? But
probably because he's an alcoholic. That could be it.
Is he?
Gutfeld's a drunk.
Does he drink like him? Okay, well, good. We'll be hitting the bars tonight.
He likes his wine.
Does he?
Yeah, we did the show Thursday and went out afterwards, and he was...
Does that creep think he's a gentleman?
A lot of drunks will start drinking wine to kind of cover up for the fact that they're completely drunk. Yeah. You know, wine supposedly doesn't, like, get you drunk. That's what Al Jergensen did. We talked about him a lot last time.
Wine gets you fucked up.
Al doesn't drink anymore, man. He doesn't do heroin. He just drinks wine, man. Yeah, like 8 bottles a day. That still will fuck you up.
Certainly will. Odorous, we're actually behind on reads now.
Well, I can see over there, and I'm out of here.
We will see you there on Red Eye with Jimmy Norton this evening.
On the Fox News
Scott,
Channel.
Thank you very much for having me back. Jim, great meeting you.
You too, Odorous.
Send the fumigation bill to Sleazy. And I promise, if you guys ever have me back on here today, I will bring a brand spanking new armored war suit.
Nice.
It won't smell at all.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys.
Odorous.
There goes Odorous.
Traveling back.
Can someone get the door for Odorous?
He came on the carpet. And
look at his head. Yeah, what the fuck, Odorous?
His shoulder swords hit everything on his way out.
Where's his little thong?
Get E-Rock in here immediately.
Where's E-Rock?
Yeah, where's E-Rock?
Get E-Rock in here immediately.
I want E-Rock to smell the seat.
He has to smell the seat.
Smell the seat.
He's pretty much sitting on the seat with fucking just his bare ass on the seat.
Just his ass.
Yeah, just his ass.
Just his ass right there on the seat. I want E-Rock to stick his face right on there.
So do I.
And sniff away.
And the seat will go, yuck.
Oh, my God, that thing just stinks.
Oh, my God, it smells.
He's very entertaining.
Yeah. The studio stinks on ice, though. Wait till the Ron Fez show come in here. You know it's not going to diffuse.
He just banged into equipment going down the hall.
He can't. How does he get anywhere with that?
He's a monster. How does he fly on the plane with the monster hat?
I don't know. They wouldn't let him on with those big knives on his shoulders, that's for sure. I bet he has to check that. Yeah, he, God, Gwar's been around forever, huh?
All right, let's go to break.
Where's E-Rock? Where's E-Rock?
MIA.
All right, okay. MIA?
Right after the break. We got to take a break. Stay there.
A mightily incompetent asshole.
Major.
There is a new element of vulgarity.
Opie and Anthony.
It's outrageous.
Fuck you.
Move.
Anna.
Fuck you.
Damages our children.
Go fuck yourself.
And diminishes their future.
Evil. Evil.
This is a tragedy for the society.
Get up and listen. Opie and Anthony. Morning. 2:11 a.m. Eastern. Virus. Sirius 197. XM2.